By the two dots, about 10 lines down. So Omer Rebbe Chanina, Kol Hamapik Mogein B'Shas Ga'avo. Going back to the union of talking about the tefillah, which, while important, a person is a shikur. So Chazal are going to give a person a tremendous amount of praise for the fact that he's not going to daven when he's in a state of shikrus. That the idea behind that being that a person who truly recognizes he's standing in front of the king would be repulsed and would be tremendously uncomfortable coming to daven under those circumstances. The fact that he does that is indicative of the fact that he recognizes what tefillah is and he understands that he's not appropriate. He's not ready for that situation. So right now we understand the word Mogen, we're referring to Mogen Avraham. The tefillah, which is starts off with the concept of Mogen Avraham. So a person who is Mapik over here, Lashon of removing B'shas Gava, when he's in a state of uplift, he's being uplifted, i.e. he has shikrus in him. The Rishon closes off Tzoras that they shouldn't come near him. Where do you get that? Shenemar Pasuk says Gavo Afike Moganim Sagur Chosom Tzor. So with Arshin Gavo over here is the situation of Shikris. He's afike moginim. He stops the mogain. So segur and chosom is the tzoris. So where says my mash with the high apik lishta da avurehu. Where do you see that the word apik means to remove or to move away? Deceive. It means different pasuk. It says achai bogdu k'moy nochal kafik necholim ya'avaru. So the word afik is connected with the word yavaru, to remove something. That the phrase of Chanina, or they were contemporaries, he says it's the same idea, but he's going to come at it from a different angle. A person who's not mapik is the correct phrase. And he uses the same pasuk of Gavo Afike Moganim Sagur Chosom Tzor, is to say that the word mapik is understood. You're not mapik. My mashal hay mapik lishna the Giluyehu. Okay, so he understands that the pasuk, that a person who's not megala, he doesn't present, as it were, make obvious a phrase of Moganim of tefillah. At the time of Gavo, so then the Tzoros are taken away from him. So he understands the word mapik, the idea of revealing. So more says, where do you see that it means Lishan the Giluyahu? My Masha the High Mapik, Lishan the Giluyahu. Perceive. Vayera'u Afike Moyim. Vayigolu Mostos Tevel. So they see the word Afike Moyim means to become, it becomes. It's in conjunction with something which is visible. The things of the yam which are now noticeable. We have a pasuk which supports Rav Chanina's understanding of what the word afike means. We have a pasuk which supports Rav Yerchon's understanding of what the word afikim or mapik means. So they're both saying you shouldn't daven b'shas gavo. What's not being vidarshim from this pasuk? My benayu, kroy mash from ben lamar. My benayu, what's the difference between the two of them? Or zikah benayu the Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes moser shinsei l'shmoye. So Rav Sheshes would, in a case where he was a shikur, would tell his shamish, allow me to, when he drank something, allow me to sleep for a little bit. When it's time for tefillah, wake me up. So the Mor is going to suggest that If you need to totally be ma'avir, so that's not called totally ma'avir. If you need to make sure that you're not doing it, you're allowing yourself to do it under these circumstances, so he's changed the circumstances a little bit by sleeping a little bit. So according to Yechon, so Mar, Mor is going to say Mar is late, the Rav Sheshes, Mar less late, the Rav Sheshes. Okay, so Yechon would greet the Rav Sheshes. And Chanina would say no, that if you have to be totally ma'avir, totally remove yourself from the world of tefillah until this situation has been gone, sleeping a little bit would not be sufficient.
This is tense drunkenness or just the light level?
The light level. I mean, there's three levels. He had Shasui Shikr and Shikrusa Shaloit. So this isn't Shishkusha Shaloit, it's talking about the Madrega where the person no longer can be Madarba the Sneha Melech, which doesn't take too much. You're not walking in front of the Melech. He had two cups, you're not walking in front of the Melech already. So, but he would allow himself to, so that, but a person recognizes Tefillah is being Madarba to the Melech, says, I can't do this. So that's indicative of his understanding of what tefillah is. So the Orcha Shulchan, it's interesting, the Orcha Shulchan said, in the Halacha says that pshat. And he talks about that it's not a Musa Sefer, it's the Orcha Shulchan. This is that's his masmah, why Chazal gave such praise to the person who doesn't daven when he's drunk. You know, it's because it means that's indicative of his level of understanding of what tefillah is. Okay, see Rashi. Tefillah is the third line. Im doner soy al shalohoy mispalam kavona yochal in the parchon. That was us. We did that already. Did we do that already? We should have done it already. Okay. Hamapik moge. Hamaver tefillas moge Abraham. Sheno oimra. A person is maver himself from tefillah. He doesn't say it. Thank you. He doesn't daven in the time of it being uplifted. Shikras. So the sorrows are prevented from coming to him. The high mapik, listen to the Giluyahu. Rick understands the word mapik means that it's a reveal. So the pshat in the pasuk is the following. Kol sheino megala tefillah b'shas shikras. He doesn't present a tefillah. Doesn't allow himself to present a tefillah. Time of shikras, kama sheino misbalo, which means he doesn't daven. Afikim ayim, giluye hayam. So afikim ayim means that which the yam is revealing. Can you see? Vayigolu moista. So the flow of the pasuk indicates that they're both languages of revealing something. Moshe's table is under the pasuk.
The davening in general.
Moshe Shin said the Shamoy. Omer Loi, he told his Shamish, let me sleep for a little bit. It's time for davening, wake me, and that'll be sufficient. So in the Dorma Avure, that you totally have to remove yourself from it. So boy, you need Celestial Rishashis. We're not holy Rishashis, so what would you need? But also the spell Achayer me'e lov. He has to sleep enough that he sleeps it off himself without somebody waking him. That would not be sufficient. Okay. Zot Gemara. Some words in the flow now away from shichrus to this general concept of davening with kavana. It's really interesting. It's sad to say that this gemara will be totally foreign to us. Next gemara, it's brought down halacha and it says that nowadays we don't have kavana anyway, so we're not makban on any of these things. Okay, so we're makban on shikras, that we are makban on, but all of the upcoming hakpadas that they had, and not davening when they didn't feel settled, we're not makbanam because it doesn't make too much of a difference anyway. I mean, this is a Ramah. I'm not talking about, you know, the Ramah says it. It's not like I'm talking about, you know. So this is sad to say that 500 years ago we were ready. That's where we're at.
They mentally also prepare for the davening before they daven.
There's more mentioned that in general. I really believe that they did. So more so like this. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, back in the Gemara. Kol Shein Daitam Yeshevas, a person does not find that his mind is settled. Ayis Paolo, don't daven. You should not daven. You can't daven unless your mind is totally clear. So if your mind is not clear, you don't. You're potter from davening. Shem Shenemar Batsar Al Yore. So we're darshing this posik. When a person's in a situation of batsar, that he's constricted, so Al Yara don't, same way, don't paskin, it also means don't daven. Rashi will grapple with the fact that there's no such posik. The Shinemar Batsar, Rashi says that he cannot find the posik.
They have a
student
here that say
they
shouldn't
Well, Rashi doesn't take it out. Rashi suggests it's from Sefer Ben Sira. So Ben Sira was part of the Apocrypha, and the Gemara does quote him sometimes. So. Tosfos brings that there's Yerushalmi, which, in other words, sometimes the Gemara will quote and not an exact pasuk, as long as that's the idea. And he finds a different pasuk, the pasuk of Shkurs Lomiyayin. So that the person shouldn't be al yoris. So he, in a sense, is going to refer to the same thing. Okay. Some words like this. The day that he got upset, he wouldn't daven. Amar Batsar al Yerikziv. Amar Ukel Biyerma de Shusa Lahavi Nafik Lebedina. So he wouldn't allow himself to go to the Bezin on a day where there was a strong, especially as there was the southern wind, Ruach Ramis, which that's the one which brings. Strong weather systems, foul weather, because he didn't feel that he had would have the clarity that he needs to able to paskin. That halacha needs clarity like a day of istana. Day istana is when the north wind blows, which was the settling wind, which would settle things down and make things very clear and calm. Amr Abaya. Abaya says, "I Amrli aim Kariv Kuscha." My mother would ask me. Now, his aim wasn't his mother, but his wet nurse who raised him. She said to me, "Kariv Kuscha, bring over the kuta was a type of a dip that they would make. She would send them to fetch it." So let's know, I find that day I couldn't learn well. Rashi says my learning wasn't as good. If I would get involved in other things, other pursuits, it would affect my mind and I would not learn as focused as I wish I could. Amar Rava. I would not learn as well as I normally learned. Yeah. Amar Rava. Ikaratz and Kina, Latino. If I killed a Kina, allows Latino, it would also affect my learning. Any distraction was not the same, recognized wasn't the same. Whereas the Marbury de Ravina, of the late Ime, Zion money, the Zion Yemi. So the problem was, if you wore the same clothing again and again, it would increase the problems of lice. So he had seven different garments in the 7 days, which was extraordinary. This way he shouldn't have this issue and it would distract him his learning. So the Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, the person was born in a derech also li spalo. Person just came in from traveling, so he's not settled. It's also the daven. And again, this halacha is brought down. I said, we don't do that nowadays because we don't come on anyway. Right? So all these, they're saying that they were totally in tune to their level of clarity, to the point that they were able to say these things would upset it, and they would therefore try and avoid them. But came to davening, they would actually not daven if necessary. Nowadays, it's brought down as it's considered an act of gaiva if you wouldn't daven. Because you're saying, I always have kavanah. Today I can't have it. Shkayach, really.
Now you know. We never have kavanah.
Right. See Rashi. I looked for this pasuk, I couldn't find it anywhere. Maybe it's a Ben Sira. Ben Sira was written by Yirmiyahu's son, and the word Sira and Yirmiyahu are the same gematria. Yerma the Shusa Ruach the Raimis Menashevis by Bichazaka. So that is a strong wind. Bichazaka. Salusa is Dasul. You need clarity. Yom the Kishim and Hashavas Ruach Sefernis Yom Arvah, which is the day of light, which is light. Menorah Kol, it's pleasant. Kedamar Yivamis Parker Oral Neimal Molo Yisrael Bamidbar Nishalo Noshav Behen Ruach Sefernis. They wouldn't do a mila unless there was a north wind blowing, which would bring would help heal. Nowadays we're not mocking the verses because Hashem Soy Hashem. You can't do mila, you can't do sukkur as bloodletting. Even a light job to be given would interrupt my concentration. The learning wasn't the same. Okay, let's hold it here.